Okay, good evening, everybody. Erev Tov, please continue to fill up your plate and take more food during the shir. It is a zechus to be here to learn together this evening, and I must thank two very generous sponsors this evening. But we'd like to thank Jonathan and Dean Teitelbaum for sponsoring tonight's shir in honor of two tremendous, tremendous milestones. First of all, Elon, who, lest you think, is a 25-year-old, budding Talmid Chacham, is only 14, and is a budding Talmid Chacham, and finished Maseches Nedarim Daf Yomi, which is quite the feat for someone four times his age, but for someone that age to still be going strong in the Daf. Not to minimize learning a Tainis or Megillah, but to learn Maseches Nedarim, unbelievable. We should give a round of applause for Elon for learning and finishing Masechta. You should continue to learn and enjoy the learning. And there's no reason, there's no doubt that where you got that from is your father, who just finished Masechta's Brachos Yerushalmi, which is also an incredible, incredible feat. So thank you for sponsoring Mazel Tov, and the learning, and tonight's learning is Le'ili Nishmas, Jonathan's mother, Gittel, Bela, also, we'd like to thank Dr. Michael Atkin, Michael and Sarit Atkin, for sponsoring tonight's shir. Loving memory of Michael's father, Tzvi Ben Yitzchak, Zichrono Levracha, and Michael's brother, Daniel Pesach Ben Tzvi, Zichrono Levracha. Our learning tonight, and all that you do, Michael, in davening and learning, and in being merape cholim, should also bring an ilui neshama to both your father and your brothers, zichronam levracha. We've had, I'm kind of going out of order, which if I would have been more thought out, we wouldn't have had this problem. Two more things. I have to thank our dear friend, Meshulam Stavsky, for the second time in a row, bringing the food from Lakewood for us. Thank you, Meshulam. We really appreciate it. Ein kemach, ein Torah. The kemach is good. Hopefully the Torah will be good as well. And I'd like to thank Moshe Weizel and Lou Smith for coming last minute to set up, because at 9 o'clock, there are no tables and chairs out. So Moshe to the rescue, as always. There's no in Ein Kisei Ein Torah, but it sounds right. So we've done a lot of shiurim on topics related to Motzei Shabbos. Over the years, on Thursday Night Live, we've discussed Besamim, we've discussed V'yitein Lecha, we discussed two parts on Kiddush Levana, and we discussed Malava Malka. So really, we're going a little bit out of order. After Malava Malka, it should have been game over on Motzei Shabbos, but I was really interested in the Vihi Noam and related tefillah, which we say on Motzei Shabbos, because if you think about it, what are we doing? Why are we saying more? Why are we davening more? We have Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is 7 days a week. On Shabbos, the Shmona Esrei is different, fine, but the rest of Ma'ariv is the same. It ends with Aleinu. We spoke about V'yitein Lecha. Why do we say V'hi Noam? We know it's in the Pesukim de Zimra of Shabbos morning, and we don't just say V'hi Noam, then we say V'ata Kadosh, and we go into from the most of Uvalet Sion, which is a Shacharis Tefillah. It's a Mimchan Shabbos Tefillah. What are we doing on Motzei Shabbos? And that's what I like to do. Mel Baronholtz, who's here, asked Rabbi Luben and I, or maybe Rabbi Luben, I was standing there, a question of why we repeat Orech Yamim Masbiyeh by Rabbi Yeshua Si. If you look in Tehillim, Perek Tzadi Aleph, it's only there once. The Perek ends, Orech Yamim Masbiyeh by Rabbi Yeshua Si. We repeat it. Why do we repeat it? Excellent question. So as I started thinking about Vihi Noam, I thought it would be great to research that, and I found some fascinating Divrei Torah. So that's what we'll learn tonight. I do have to apologize in advance, because a couple of people, some of them are in this room right now, came to me with a taina. They had a problem. They said that we've learned about Modim Durabanan, and now Modim Rabanan takes a longer amount of time. And then we learned about Aleinu, and I can't leave shul early anymore. And I'm in shul longer. And then we did Mizmor Lasoda, and that also took a longer amount of time. Hi, Bob, I hope you're doing well. And if we keep, and we have a Yitain Lecha, some of us, the Yitain Lecha, I mean, we could be in shul an extra 10 minutes saying the Yitain Lecha. So I'm not looking to make everyone be in shul longer, but after this year, you're gonna want to, and that's a great segue to the first source. There's a sefer which we've quoted extensively called Otzer Tfilos, which is a compilation of many mefarshim on the sitter, and he writes here. It's fascinating because times have not changed at all. I don't know when this papyrus was written, maybe 200 years ago. He writes as follows in source number one: Kasva Svarim. Sheyeshlus Palel Arvis Shomotzei Shabbos Be'oz V'Chedva. A person should daven Motzei Shabbos with a tremendous simcha. V'lo Kimo B'Avonoseinu Arabim Ke'es B'Mashem Ispal and Tfilas Arvis B'Merutzo B'Hala. Not like what happens today that they're flying through Meir. I mean, Chas V'Sholem, we should daven Meir in the shul because we could get a minyan that's 5 minutes earlier. And faster. Davening Marv Motzei Shabbos could be so quick. He said it's terrible. It's like you blink your eyes and it's not there anymore. You're done. People are doing this because they're running home to do their work. This is pre-phones. They're running home. He says, Vizemi Pituya Yitzer. That's coming from the Yitzhara. Oy, it's a very strong language. Oyla znayim shekacha shomos. Woe to the ear that hears that. Ve'oyle nayim shekacha roos. Woe to the eye that sees that. Shadayin kedusha Shabbos bo'olam. The sanctity of Shabbos is still there. Ve'hei mechalu nenosa b'meret b'mal. They're mechalu the kedusha. I don't think he means that they're being mechalu Shabbos. They're being mechalu the kedusha of Shabbos. Rather, Yosef mechol al kodesh v'ispala ma'ir b'chedva b'simcha. He should have a marv with a tremendous amount of simcha. Yan heyos kedushas yom haShabbos shorish kol yomim. The kedusha of Shabbos is the root of all of our days, and therefore hol v'yas sas v'sameach b'shorish hayomim v'knisaso b'tziaso. Interesting. He's complaining and he's bemoaning the fact that people are taking marv lightly on Motzei Shabbos, and this has not gone better over the last X number of years or decades since he wrote this. And I think we'll see a little bit of why he's so annoyed, by this. Why do we say Vinom? So if you take a look in source 2, there's a very interesting Beis Yosef. Anyone here want to suggest why we do Vinom and Motzei Shabbos? I had no idea. I opened the Beis Yosef. What does the Beis Yosef say? V'noagin lomar v'noam. The minhag is to say v'noam. Kol zimin zeh pashut v'enon tzarich bir. The entire simon is pashut. This is all he writes, the whole Beis Yosef. This entire simon is pashut and doesn't need an explanation. Okay. What does v'noam have to do? What does that mean? First of all, Shabbos is over. Second of all, what does v'noam have to do with showing how important Shabbos is? So we'll say Tehillim. I don't know. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's interesting, I don't know how often this comes up, but before the Shulchan Aruch even comments, the Ramah has a Haggah on the Shulchan Aruch before he even says anything. The Ramah writes, V'omer v'hinoam v'seder kedusha ba'arichus. He should say v'hinoam and seder kedusha. That's v'ata kadosh v'shev tilos, Yisrael. Ba'arichus. It should be long. You shouldn't fly through it. Mr. Brewer explains that it means with a good voice, and it means yisarech ma'at, a little bit. You don't have to take so long, but you should lengthen your v'hinom. Why? K'dei la'acher, seder kedusha. We want to delay kedusha. We'll come back to this in a minute. Why? Sha'az chozrim rishayim l'gehenim. We know that the fires of Gehenna don't burn on Shabbos. Shabbos ends, and the security guard, the malach, comes, and he turns the furnace back on, and we want to delay that. That doesn't happen until Klal Yisrael says Kedusha. V'ata kadosh Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. So we want to delay that. It's a great chesed, a great tova that we're doing for the mesim, for those who are no longer in this world. We're delaying the fires of Gehenna burning, so it's kedai to lengthen the v'hinom. Now, he doesn't say why we say v'hinom. Why v'hinom? So we need a filler. If it's a time filler, so why do you know? So I saw some really beautiful insights. The Tur writes in source 5, V'noagin lomar v'noam, the minhag is to say v'noam. Lefi shehu mizmor shel bracha. It's a parak of Tehillim, which is a bracha. Who said? Who said it? Who said it? Anyone know?
Moshe
Rabbeinu. Shebirech Moshe Yisrael. When? B'shah shesimu melechas ha-mishkan. When Klal Yisrael finished building the Mishkan, if you take a look at the next source, it's a pasuk in the end of Pekudei. Vayar Moshe has called Malacha. Moshe saw all the Malacha that they did. The completion of the Mishkan. Vinei asu osa kasher tziva Hashem ken asu. Double lashon on the pasuk, not for now. They did everything that God commanded them, and they did it. Vayivarech osa Moshe. Moshe gave them a bracha. What was the bracha? Rashi tells us, Amar lehem, yihi ratzon shetishre shchina b'maisei yadechem. It should be Hashem's will, is a tefillah, a bracha, that the Shechina should preside in all of your work. V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, ma'aseh yadeinu konuneyu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the end, it's the last pasuk of Perek Tzadi. Perek Tzadi in Tehillim starts, Tefillah l'Moshe ish Elokim. The last pasuk is V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, and then Perek Tzadi Aleph is Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon. So says the Torah that we say V'hinoam on Moshe Shabbos because V'hinoam was the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael when they finished the Mishkan. What does that have to do with Shabbos? So they stopped work on Shabbos, and when did they finish building the Mishkan? So if you take a look on the next page in source number 8, the Mateh Moshe is one of the classic achronim, early achronim on Minhagim and Halacha. He says, in the second line, the third word, it's source 8. Vod shu mizmer shal bracha shu birek Moshe ben avashom Yisrael b'shash shesimu lekas ha-mishkan v'akamas ha-mishkan haya b'yom aleph. They put up the Mishkan, they finished building the Mishkan right at Sunday morning. L'fichach omer musab aleil rishon, the first night that they had finished, that was the Motzei Shabbos, so we say v'hinoam to commemorate. We'll see, maybe it's a little more than to commemorate, but to commemorate the fact that the Mishkan was done. The Beis Yisrael, the great Ger Rebbe, he says that what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them was, Yihi ratzon shetisha shechina b'maisei yadeichem, is in all of your work. Not just your work with the Mishkan, it was a bracha that the rest of your life, the work that you do, the shechina should be shrura b'maisei yadeichem, in your home, at your office. Whatever you do, it should be infused with Shechina. So it's very beautiful. Motzei Shabbos is hits. The Issur Melacha goes away. We already said Havdalah in Shmona Esrei. We're going to go home and now work for 6 days. There's a lot of work. So the bracha, it's not just a bracha for then, it's a bracha, charge for now, that you should have the Shechina Shruya B'maisei Yadeichem. The Eliya Rabba adds it even more. It's beautiful. We're going to work. Whoa. There are going to be challenges. Are you going to act with yashrus? Are you going to be straight? Are you going to be honest? Are you going to keep choshen mishpat and steal? Right? Nasata v'nasata b'emuna, one of the six questions we're asked. So we remind you, ma'aseh yadeinu konuneyu shechina shruya b'ma'aseh yadeinu, you should treat your work with a certain sense of kedusha. It should be noam aleinu, it should be pleasant as you're going to start the week. I saw quoted an unbelievable minhag. I saw quoted an unbelievable minhag. I didn't know if anyone had this minhag. So for the first time, I posted it on WhatsApp status and asked whoever was wasting their time and wanted to check out my thing if anyone saw this minhag. I saw a minhag quoted by Reb Chaim Palagi, the Sefer Kaf HaChaim, that there's a minhag to bench children not just Friday night, but Motzei Shabbos also. Anyone here have this minhag? So I got a bunch of responses. Every person who responded to me happens to be a yucky. It's a yucky minhag. And Rav Breuer, the great Rav Yosef Breuer, who was Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch's grandson, his great-grandson is a very good friend of mine, Donnie Sova. His wife is Jacqueline Sova, who came for Shabbos last year, a women's scholar in residence. So Donnie Sova is a great-grandson of Rav Yosef Breuer, and his mother, to this day, benches him Motzei Shabbos, because her grandfather, Rav Breuer, used to bench her parents and her Motzei Shabbos. There's a minhag, it's interesting, it comes from the Kaf HaChaim, Chaim Palagi, but I don't know if Svartim had this minhag, but I don't know where where it came from the Yekis, but they have this minhag. Yair Adler texted me that in the Adler home, you could speak to Russell if you want a bracha, you could go to Motzei Shabbos. But the Adler home, they do this, and they do this as well. Rabbi Chaim Marcus from Springfield told me that Rabbi Riskin, Rabbi Shlomo Riskin, when he was in Lincoln Square, every Motzei Shabbos, all the kids would come up at the end of davening, and he would do Yisimcha Elokim Kefrayim Menashe, and he would bench them. Fascinating. There's this minhag. And why is there a minhag? Friday night, we understand. Shabbos is starting. Why Motzei Shabbos? Because it makes sense. You're going out this week. You're going to college. You're going to school. You're going to work. Yisimcha Elokim Kefrayim Menashe. It's a transition, Motzei Shabbos, where we're going back into the world that is going to be encountered with lots of challenges. So v'hinom Hashem Elokeinu, a beautiful minhag, benching children on Motzei Shabbos. That's one reason for the recitation of v'hinom. There's another reason, which is that on Shabbos, we don't need Shmira. There are these mazikin. How do you translate mazikin? Damaging demons, which we know on Shabbos we don't need Shmira. That's why we end the Pore Sukkah Hashem Aleinu. We don't say Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad. Shabbos we don't need the Shmira. And Vihi Noam somehow protects us from these Mazikin. It has Tipol Aleha Meimasa Vafachad, Yipol Mitzilcha Alef Sari, Revava Meminecha, Elech. So there's a tefillah to protect you from the mazikin. So we say this tefillah to protect us from the mazikin. Okay. I saw a beautiful pshat. This is on page 5, source 13, in a sefer called Nefesh Chaya. Nefesh Chaya is a sefer written by Reuven Margolis, who passed away in 1971, lived 1889 to 1971 in Poland most of his life, and came to Israel, wrote 55 Sfarim. He started the Rambam's library. I've never been there. Has anyone been to the Library of the Rambam in Israel? No? So he says something very beautiful. We know that we say Shalom Aleichem Friday night. So why do we say Shalom Aleichem Friday night? This is our first Thursday Night Live 6.5 years ago. Why do we say Shalom Aleichem Friday night? Who are we talking to? The Malachim. Why are there Malachim? Yeah, the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yutes says that there's two angels who will escort a person home from shul, and if they go home and they see the table set, the bed's made, the candles are lit, they give you a bracha. And if not, they say it should be, give the klala. So we're saying Shalom Aleichem, the angels are in our house. We say Shalom Aleichem. So he says, the same way that there's Shabbos angels, there's also angels on Motzei Shabbos. We know this, there's always angels around us. He writes, if you take a look, in the middle of source 13, he says, it's 1, 2, 3, 5 lines down. Hine lechora hein matzino shugam b'chol lanu malachav saviv yachaneh. We have angels surrounding us, camped by us on weekday also. The custom of svarim shemalachi chol ain't a malachi Shabbos. They're different. Sfasemus writes this also. There's different malachim, and he says after the parentheses v'lachin bepanos haShabbos. Omer Mizmor Zeh, Tichsiv, Ki Malachav Yitzav Elach, L'shmarcha B'chol Derechecha, V'yichavin, Al Malachi Chol, Habayim, V'hu Kein, Shalom Aleichem, Le Malachi Shabbos. The same way that we have to say hello, so to speak, escort, encounter, engage, talk to the angels, the Shabbos angels. There's Motzei Shabbos, this goes very well with last week's, or 2 weeks ago this year, the Malav Malka. There's Malachim and Motzei Shabbos. There's a changing of the guard. The Shabbos angels are leaving. The weekday angels are coming. We need to somehow talk to them. We're not going to say Shalom Aleichem, but what do we have in that paragraph? We say Ki Malachav Yitzav Elach, right? Isn't that in that paragraph of Yinom? I think so. I don't have the sitter with me. But we say those tefillos, so that tefillah is like a hello, is a acknowledgement of the Malachim. So those are three explanations for why we save, you know. The reason we say it is to delay Vata Kadosh, because once Vata Kadosh, the fires of Gehenna start to burn again. But why the Noam? So either it's because that's the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, and they finished building the Mishkan. So too, we're going out to work. We need that bracha, that tefillah, that charge, to be honest, and to have Yashrus, and to have infused Kedusha b'maisei yadechem, or it's to protect from the mazikin, or it's to say shalom aleichem, so to speak, to the angels. Now, this idea of seder kedusha is very fascinating. Let's read the Torah in source 15. Why are we saying v'ata kadosh? What does that have to do with Ma'ariv, with Motzei Shabbos? He says v'omrim seder kedusha l'fi shehu zman chazaras rishayim l'ganim sheshavto b'Shabbos. They rest. They too rest on Shabbos. V'alkein ma'arichin b'inyanei tfilos. We lengthen the davening ki mamtinim lahem sheyesaimu knesya achrona shel Yisrael tfilos. And they wait until the last group of Klal Yisrael davens. V'alkein nogen b'miksas makomos laharich harbe b'vayihi noam. Mel, did I say that right?
No.
V'yihi noam. I have these visions of you and Rabbi Einzig going at it with the Vayihinom, Vihinom. I was very torn. I had to spell Vihinom in English. I don't know, I should have called you and asked you. Vihinom, fine. The Seder Kedusha. They lengthen it because again you're doing a chesed to those who are going back to a bad place. V'chein kasav, I don't know if it's Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Amram, zeh shenog lomar v'hinom is kedusha d'sidra, b'ni'ima, the pleasant voice, u'ba'arichus, noam, ba'fuke shabza, k'dei sheyishto Yisrael ba'shloma sidrem, they should wait to finish everything, k'dei laharich l'rishayim l'achzor l'gehenem. It's a big chesed, even to the Rishav, and that's really why we do v'ata kadosh yoshev tfilos Yisrael. We want to delay that as long as possible. Now, why are we double Orech Yamim? Why are we doubling that? So we'll get there. What do you mean it's a conclusion? It's a conclusion there for what? We do, yeah. The big question is why. Some of the reasons we'll explain that also. So, in source number 17, one reason is this pshat, similar to what you were saying, Harvey. He says in the second line, or the first line, V'nogin lichbol pasuk aruch yamim asfiyehu, V'kas v'atam b'likute pardes v'tani rabosi, T'ila hafrish ben kriyas ha-mizmor l'kidusha desidra. You want to have like a break. They really have nothing to do with each other. So how are you going to create a break? Stop for a couple minutes, people are going to leave. So the way you create the break is after finishing that capital of Tehillim, Tzadi Aleph, say the pasuk again, now we're done with that part, now we're moving on to the next part. I don't know, we transition all the time without repeating psukim. I didn't really... Okay, but... Correct.
The same reason Harvey said.
Is that why we do it twice over there? Could be. Excellent. So that's one. The Aruch HaShulchan is interesting. Everyone's busy trying to figure out why this is. The Aruch HaShulchan says, because how many psukim are in that capital of Tehillim? 16. And if we repeat it, it's 17. And the gematria of Tov is 17. So Tov is good. Again, it's an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan was a going adir. I mean, it doesn't need my haskama. There's probably depth. I shouldn't say probably. There's definitely depth to that comment. It's not just, well, you want to go from 16 to 17, so because it's Tov, it's good. I don't know what he's... I can read the... We're all reading the words. I'm sure there's depth there, which I don't understand. There's got to be something more significant to that. The Tur himself says, and we're going to need some mathematicians over here. He says, "Sha'al yedei kain nishlam hashem hayotze mimenu." By repeating Orech Yamim Asfiyehu, you complete the name of Hashem which emanates from those words. What does that mean? So the Magen Avraham, in source 20, he quotes his Torah. And he writes in the end of the first line, Vayim b'mata Moshe, sheherich b'zeh, the Mata Moshe goes lengthy to explain, the kasav sheyesh b'yishuasi beiz yudin. There's two yuds. Orech yom hashbeh b'ari b'yishuasi. The word b'yishuasi has two yuds. Ukshikoflin osan hein dalad yudim. When you double two, we don't need the mathematicians for that. You double the two, you have four. Okay. V'hi shem havaya b'milui yudin. That's the shem havaya when you have yud b'milui. Now what's milui? Milui is a form of gematria where you do the gematria of the word spelled out. Each letter of the word spelled out. So what does that mean? The Machas HaShekel explains in Source 21. He says as follows. Look at the middle of the line. Well, we'll start from the beginning. Hashem Aydei Milui Kazeh Ola Kuf Lamed. If you do the gematria of Shem Hashem, B'Milui, you get to 130. How? Tzei Uchashov. Go get your calculator out. Yud. How do you spell Yud? Yud. Vav. And Dalet. Yud. Vav. Yud. What's the gematria of Yud? Yud Vav. Yud Vav Dalet. Ola, 44, right? Yud is 10. Yud Vav is 16. That's 26. 10 is 36. 6, 42. 4, 46. Right? So you're spelling out, you're doing Yud. It's like Na, Nach, Nachman, Nachman. That's Mili. Lahavdil of many, 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 many times. Many times. That's what you're doing. So Yud is Yud. Yud Vav Dal is 46. Hey is Hey. Hey Yud. So Hey is 5. Hey is 5. Yud is 10. That's another 20. Yachad Samach Vav, 66. Okay, that's Yud and Hey. Vav is Vav. Vav Yud. Vav Yud Vav. That's how you spell Vav. Vav Yud Vav. So you do the gematria of Vav, the gematria of Vav Yud, and the gematria of Vav Yud Vav. That is another 44. 44 and 66. Yachad. Kuf Yud is 110. Okay? Hey is Hey Yud. So Hey is 5, and Hey is 5, and Yud is 10. It's another 20. Together, you have 130. Now, why is that significant? Why is that significant? Because from Vihi Noam until Orech Yamim Asfiyeh Vare Bishuasi, how many words are there? 124. And now if you repeat Orech Yamim Asfiyeyu Vareya Bishuasi is 129. And there's the Kolel, right? We know not Kolel learning. There's the Shema Kolel. This is a tour. This is a Magen Avraham. This is a Machasis HaShekel. So you have the Shema Kolel. You have 130. So since Bishuasi is, it hints to awakening the Shem Hashem of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, so beautiful, it equals up to 130, which is the number of words if you repeat it, and the Shem Ha Kol. Beautiful. He didn't like that. Beautiful. Okay. Not everyone's into the gematrias. So, if you don't like the gematrias,
what does it matter if the words match? There are 130 words.
Meaning, what's the significance of that? I guess it's a way of mentioning the Shem Hashem, which we can't. This is the way I understood it on my simple level. We can't say Shem Hashem, right? We can't utter Yud Kei Vav Kei. But if we could somehow hint to it or say it in a way that's mutter, right? Certain words you can't say, but we'll be merames it. We're scratching the surface towards the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which has major significance. Now, the Tashbetz is quoted as saying something else. He says that 124 with the kolel is gematria kohanim. Tohanan's Gematria 125. So what? He writes in the second line of source 22, Lefisha Kohani Chashmona Yubanov Hayuholchin Lemulchama. They went out to war, and what did they do? V'amru Zayin Pa'amim V'hinoam. They said V'hinoam 7 times. Ubeis Pa'amim Orech Yamim Asviyehu V'nitzchu. They were victorious because they said V'hinoam 7 times, and they said Orech Yamim 2 times. And since Kohanim in Gematria is 125, and this paragraph is 125, so we do what the Kohanim did, the Chashmonaim, and we say Orech Yamim 2 times. What in the world does Hanukkah have to do with Motzei Shabbos? I was bothered by this and looking in a lot of Svarim, and I found the Baruch Hashem this afternoon in the Sefer Otzar Plaus HaTorah, which is a fascinating Sefer. I looked on Shmos and Pikudei on where Rashi says V'hinoam, and he in Source 24 offers a beautiful insight. It's similar to what we said before. Motzei Shabbos comes, we're going to war. It's a difficult world out there. It's a dark world. It's challenging. Shabbos, very few challenges. Motzei Shabbos is going to hit. There's a lot at stake. So just like the Chashmonaim, we're battling for the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael and to keep Torah and Mitzvos, so too we're going out to fight. So we want to hint or draw inspiration from the Chashmonaim of Hanukkah to learn how to fight. So by saying V'hinoam and saying Orech Yamim 2 times, it's not that we're going to win because they won. It's a reminder. It's a chizuk for what we're about to head to. I thought that was interesting as well. It's fascinating. They don't really know why we do it. It's one of those. There's no clear or simple shot. Who was misaking it? I mean, it's a tour, but you have from very creative to gematrias and milois to more pshat, that it's just to create a hefsik, but the mefarshim are busy trying to understand the source of the minhag. I'll throw one more out there. Mel, don't be mad at me. This is Abu Jaham, who's a Rishon. There are 124 words, I told you, right? 124 words. If you double 124, what do you get? 248. It's a great number, right? Ramach mitzvos. He says, really, we should double the whole thing. That's a big tircha d'tzibura. Imagine, forget about v'yitein l'cha, right? Forget about v'yitein l'cha and v'hinoam. Imagine if he did v'hinoam 2 times, the whole thing. So as a way to avoid tircha d'tzibura, so we double the one pasuk. And he says the pasuk rishon and pasuk achar. I don't know anyone who doubles v'hinoam, but at least if you double the first pasuk and double the last, repeat the first pasuk, repeat the last pasuk, it's like you repeated the whole thing. And that's 248. And we know it's 248 words in Shema, and it's a tefillah that Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. Our ramach a varim. And that's not Abu Jaham, who's a rishon. We don't always say v'hinoam. When do we not say v'hinoam? When Yontif was that week. Oh, right. Yeah. So Shulchan Aruch, so Yontif the coming week or the previous week, right?
No.
So, okay. Right. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in 26, Bizman Shenomer v'hinoam. When you don't say v'noam, kigon shechal yom tov b'shavua, yom tov is coming that week, ein omer m'seder kiddusha. Aval omer v'yitein l'cha, we still say v'yitein l'cha, but there's no v'hinoam. Why is there no v'hinoam when yom tov is coming that week?
It's not the entire week.
So the Taz says, because we say v'hinoam is tied to Melechus HaMishkan. And that was when the Shekhinah was Shruya. It's all about the Mishkan, so it's only when you have 6 days of work. The Yavetz in the last source asks I don't understand. So what? So you can't say V'noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu B'maisei Yadeinu? Why is that a reason not to say that? Especially if the reason you're saying it is to delay and lengthen the davening to save the Rishayim. So it's okay, you're right, the words Maisei Yadeinu apply, but so what? So the Yavit says something very beautiful. He says the fourth line, Aval ikru l'daiti mishum shimei achol shemein tayim mutalin ben shtei kedushos. The weekdays that come between your Motzei Shabbos and your Yom Tov, right? You have Motzei Shabbos, a couple days of the week, and let's say Yom Tov is Wednesday night. So you have weekdays that are surrounded by Kedusha. Sheyesh ben kidei lahagin lahatzel min amazikin. We have Shabbos and Yom Tov to protect us. V'im hayu omer moso oz, if you would say, v'inom then, nirek kipogim bekavod ha-kedusha nosefes sheyesh b'shavu azu b'emtza. It's like a knock on the Shabbos and the Yom Tov is not enough. Yet you're sandwiched by Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's almost like a knock. It's a lack of kavod to the Shabbos and Yom Tov till you say v'inom that week. And that's why Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, on those days we don't say v'inom. Now it's certainly interesting, maybe not all of the explanations either for V'hinoam or for the repetition of Aruch Yamim were incredibly compelling. Different people like different types of Torah, but it's clear that there's something going on Motzei Shabbos beyond just, you know, the Kedusha of Shabbos is gone. It's the Motzei Shabbos where we're getting ready to conquer all the battles of the week, where we need to draw on the inspiration of the Chashmonaim. Perhaps it's we need the Shemirah, but Motzei Shabbos is not just Saturday night. And it reminds me of an incredible story. I heard Arnie Lustiger mention this in his Parak on the Lawn last year, a story from Rav Soloveitchik. It's a well known story, but it moves me every time. Rav Soloveitchik said, and I'll read the quote. Not far from where our family lived, there was a Magister Shtibel where I would occasionally go for Shal Shudas. We know this, right? It's beautiful. The Chassidim would be singing, B'nei Heichala, Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, again B'nei Heichala, again Hashem Roi. It occurred to me that they weren't singing because they wanted to sing. They were singing because they did not want to allow Shabbos to leave. I remember an encounter in the Shtibel as a small child. One of the men who had been singing most enthusiastically, wearing a kapata consisting of more holes than material, approached me and asked if I recognized him. I told him I did not, and he introduced himself as Yankel the Porter. Now, during the week, I knew Yankel the Porter as someone very ordinary, wearing shabby clothing, walking around with a rope. I could not imagine this individual of such regal bearing could be the same person. Yet, on Shabbos, he wore a kapata and a shtreimel. This is because his soul wasn't Yankel the Porter, but Yankel the Prince. And here's the punchline. Well, after nightfall, I naively asked him, when do we daven Ma'ariv? Which is probably the most asked question. When's Ma'ariv? He replied, do you miss weekdays that much that you cannot wait to daven Ma'ariv? What?
You have to say it in Yiddish.
Yeah, you could do it for me. So my Yiddish is not so good. Do you miss weekdays that much that you cannot wait to daven Ma'ariv? Eventually weekday comes and we have to confront that. And we're to the Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Maisei Yadeinu, Yehi Ratzon Shetisha Shechina B'Maisei Yadeichem. Think of the Chashmonaim. Or don't think of all the numbers in the Gematria of the Miloi, because it'll be confusing. But think the Shem Hashem, we want the Shem of Hashem to be at Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, and through that we could turn Saturday night into Motzei Shabbos and be able to have a life of Hinom Hashem Elokeinu, of Yehi Ratzon Shetisha Shechina, to my favorite.